Canto 30. Unlike the bear that helps us navigate, but still its seven stars must come and go, or wear a misty veil, it was the state of this wain here above to never know such flux. In their first heaven, they stood still, the seven candelabra. Only sin could fluster them. They shone on to fulfill their task. Between their light and the griffin, the truthful squad turned to the car as will a man who seeks peace. Like a messenger from heaven, one sang out this line, "My spouse, now come with me from Lebanon." Nor were the others slow to match him. As the house of all the blessed shall fill, at the last blast of trumpets, with souls leaping from the tomb, their voices once again what in the past they were, and their song for the crack of doom will ring out, "Hallelujah!" Thus arose there on the car, called by the elder's voice, 100 representatives of those who speak for life eternal. "Yours the choice to come, and you are blessed," they cried, and threw flowers aloft and all around, and then they quoted Virgil, all of whom they knew, transmitting God's words through the words of men, "Give lilies with full hands." At break of day, I once saw all the eastern vista turn rose-colored, and the sky clear every way elsewhere was lovely, for the sun's full burn was softened as its face glowed in a shroud of vapors, and the naked eye could bear the sight a long time. So within a cloud of flowers, rising here and falling there, flung from the angel's hands, a lady shone. Her white veil, girt with olive, mantle green, fretted with living fire. And then my soul, which had for years felt no cause for the awe by which her living form once made my whole existence tremble, now, though barred from more knowledge by eye, still registered the force of hidden virtue and my erstwhile love. Sight struck by virtue in its lofty course, pierced once again, now I was here above, as once I was in boyhood. I turned left with confidence, as any child will run to mother when of fortitude bereft, and said to Virgil, "Not a drop, not one of blood remains in me that does not shake. I know the sure signs of an ancient flame." But Virgil, who'd done so much for my sake, Virgil, my father, Virgil, he that came for me to give myself and him to take me onward to salvation, was now gone. Nor did all Eden's sweetness, lost by Eve, the ancient mother, take effect upon my cheeks, dew-washed so all tear-stains should leave. But here they were again. She said, "Dante, weep not that Virgil leaves you, weep not yet, for you must weep in another way, for your sins." Just then, when I tried to get a clear view of the figure that so spoke my name, I note this just to pay my debt to sheer necessity, there, at a stroke, I saw a lady at the car's left side. A fleet commander gone from stern to prow to see the other captains fight the tide of hardship and to urge them on, and now the lady, who had just appeared to me, veiled in the festival of angels, fixed her eyes on mine beyond the stream, and she, although her veil was still full and was mixed with olive leaves, which was Minerva's sign, and therefore she could not be plainly seen, yet royally, like one with the design of holding back the heat her words might mean while speaking, said this, "Look, look at me well, for I am Beatrice indeed. How do you dare approach this mountain? Can you tell? For man is happy here, yet here are you." My glance fell to the clear front, but I met myself and brought it back up to the grass because shame weighed my brow. So children get the collywobbles when their mothers pass judgment through pity. She was silent. Then as one the angels sang this, "Lord, in you I had hope." But they all stopped singing when they'd done the first 9 verses and come to the bit about the feet in the large rooms. just as along the back of Italy the snow piles up and solidly entombs the tree trunks as the wind's intensity increases from the northeast, but will melt when out of Africa the south wind blows and dribbles like a candle that has felt the fire. Just so was I, as first I froze, and had no tears or sighs before they sang in concert with the music of the spheres. But when I heard that the deep, melting pang of their song, fit for supernatural ears, was all for me, then, more than if they'd said, "Lady, why shame him so?" the ice around my heart turned breath in water, and it spread with anguish through my mouth and eyes, unbound from my tight breast. Still standing motionless, on the same side of the car, she then addressed the good souls in their pitying distress. "You watch the world a long day without rest, so neither night nor sleep can hide a thing that goes on or is ready to begin. Therefore my answer's made, considering him weeping yonder more than you, so sin and sorrow may be measured in like terms, not just by how the distant great wheels spin, a movement which assigns and so confirms an end to each seed as the stars dictate, but by his lavish gift of the divine graces that rain from such a lofty state, our sight can't reach the vapors that consign the blessing. So in early life this man had every gift and talent in the book for a fulfillment of a marvelous plan. But often, when the soul has that good look of strength, the ground grows poisonous and wild with matching vigor, as if bad seed took a deeper root. Bright prospects are defiled. My countenance sustained him for a space. I brought him with me, with my youthful eyes, the right way. But I reached the entry place of proper youth, where adolescence dies at 25, and there he turned his face away from me, his wishes otherwise. My state was raised from beauty of the flesh to that of soul, and virtue so increased in me that I became less dear, less fresh, less welcome, and his questing steps soon ceased to come my way and went another way, less true, after false images of good, which keep no promises. Nor did it pay, through dreams and all the other means I could, to call him back, for he would not pay heed. He fell so low. All means to save him fell short of the task. Deciding I would need to show him the lost people down in hell, I visited the threshold of the pit and heaped with prayers the one that brought him here, and every prayer in tears. No help for it. God's high decrees would crack and hold no fear if Lethe could be passed without a writ of penitence and its dear sweet taste kept delicious in the mouth, with no tears wept.